If you felt stuck trying to lose weight, you're not alone. Enter Weight Loss by Hers. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals. And Hers now offers access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. With Wegovy at Hers, lose up to 20% or more of your body weight when combined with diet and exercise. It helps you regulate your appetite, eat less, and keep weight off. Plus, Wegovy is the first GLP-1 available in a pill, so there are no needles needed. Everything is 100% online through Hers. You'll connect with a licensed provider who will determine if treatment is right for you. If prescribed, your medication is delivered right to your door, no insurance necessary. And it doesn't stop there. Weight Loss by Hers goes beyond medication by offering access to 24/7 messaging with your care team and tons of in-app lifestyle and nutrition tips like recipes, meal plans, fitness videos, sleep content, and more. Even better, with a range of affordable GLP-1 options, Hers makes it simple to find an approach that fits your needs and your budget, if eligible. You'll get a treatment plan personalized to you and unlimited dosage changes as needed. It's weight loss designed to work with your life. Ready to reach your goals? Visit forhers.com/women to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/women. forhers.com/women. Weight loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is the registered trademark of Novo Nordisk AS. To get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions, visit forhers.com.
This Valentine's Day, the UPS Store Certified Packing Experts are helping pack and ship all the ways we care. From the lovey-dovey XOXO gifts, gifts for your Galentine's gal pal, even pet gifts for doggy dearest. When you ship UPS Air at the UPS Store, your items arrive on time or your money back, guaranteed at no extra cost, exclusively at the UPS Store U.S. retail locations. Send your Valentine's on time at the UPS Store. Visit theupsstore.com/airguarantee for full details. Terms and conditions apply.
Welcome back to Gabbing with Gabe. We are finally getting that Summer House spinoff that we have been dreaming and hoping and praying for. I'm your host, Gibson Johns, and today is a quick solo episode discussing the big announcement from Bravo today that they're launching a new show in the city, which is a working title, and which is going to be essentially a spinoff of Summer House. The logline from the press release is this. In the city that never sleeps, a group of New Yorkers navigates the biggest transitions of their lives, marriage, parenthood, reinvention, and the reality of growing up without growing apart. Can they have it all, or will they need to choose between the lives they've built and the futures they never saw coming? We also know that it's going to be produced by Truly Original, which produces Summer House, Atlanta, Potomac. They also did Summer House, Martha's Vineyard. And then we also got the Bravo Instagram post, which was this very quick teaser. Didn't feature anybody, but it basically cut from, you know, the 9 security cameras that they always flash on the screen at the end of a season of Summer House. They all turn blank, and then it goes to footage of the city in Manhattan. And it says, ready to send it, ... in the city, ... Send it, as obviously one of Kyle's catchphrases from over the years. And the caption of the post is City Life Activated. That is a Lindsay catchphrase. A new series is coming soon. So they're dropping hints that Kyle and Lindsay are involved here. And obviously Amanda will also be involved if Kyle is. And then right after this news came out from Bravo directly, People Magazine reported that Lindsay, Amanda, Kyle, but then also Andrea and his wife Lexi will all be on the cast along with some new people. Obviously, very exciting. It's very exciting to have Andrea back on our screen. I think he was always a fan favorite. He's good to look at, but I feel like because he got wifed up, he didn't appeal to the Summer House premise anymore because they look for single people when they cast that show. They don't look for people who are in relationships, and they need to have a good ratio of single people on that show. So I think that's kind of why Andrea was sort of left out in the cold on Summer House and Winter House because he got married. But he's remained in a lot of their lives. A lot of them went to his wedding last year in Italy. So it makes sense to incorporate him here. And I think that that was a really big welcome part about this announcement. A lot of people are excited to have Andrea back on their screens, and I am one of those people. I think he's great. So as far as the new people, I do know who some of them are. I obviously cannot say. I'm not at liberty to discuss that. That is not my news to share. But there are people from sort of around their life that I've seen and met before who I believe are involved in this. I did see in reaction to this news that some people want some of the Summer House Martha's Vineyard people on this cast, which I love a lot of those people. And I think that's a great cast. And I wouldn't necessarily be anti them joining this spinoff. But I also just feel like it should feel natural, right? I think part of the reason why The Valley works so well is that that was an existing friend group. They all have a lot of history together. And so it needs to feel natural. And I don't get the impression that the Summer House and the Summer House Martha's Vineyard people hang out very much, if ever. Other than I remember Amir and West were really good friends when West first joined Summer House 2 years ago. But other than that, I don't know if there's that much of a crossover in their actual lives. But again, if I'm wrong about that, great. But I do think that when you're launching a show like this, it should feel natural. It should feel like an authentic friend group as much as possible. And the other thing this article said from People is that it's unclear if Carl will appear on the show. Yeah, more on that later. But I wouldn't expect him to be part of it either. And my first response to the spinoff news is, thank God. This is what we wanted. This is what we've needed. I mean, Summer House has built up so much loyalty. It is, to me, the supreme of the younger shows on Bravo. It has surpassed Vanderpump Rules. It has surpassed Southern Charm. It is the show that most people get activated about and engaged with in that sort of cohort. And they needed an off-ramp like The Valley, which is very much working as a Vanderpump Rules offshoot. And because we had this show, Summer House, which is about people that we know and love and we've invested in their lives, but their actual lifestyles and their ages were sort of brushing up against the premise of the show. And those two things were sort of, they weren't matched anymore. You know what I mean? Like Lindsay having a baby girl, Kyle and Amanda talking about having kids, Kyle being in his 40s, like them being in a party-centric share house wasn't fully making sense anymore. And so this was the perfect time for them to launch this. You know, we have a nice round number of 10 seasons with Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay, Carl. That is quite the run. That they should be very proud of that. They built that show from the ground up and they stuck with it. And us viewers stuck with it. And it eventually became a huge hit for the network. It took a while, but it became a hit. And it just feels like the perfect way to cap off a 10 season run. And, you know, I think the show is starting to film either right now or next week or very soon. That's why they would announce this right now, because I'm sure Lindsay and Kyle and Amanda will be spotted filming in the city in the coming weeks and months. And so that's why you announce a show right now, to get ahead of like increased speculation. And like, we knew that this was being rumored, right? Like, we knew they were probably working on this. Bravo and Cocktails had broken a rumor that there was going to be a Lindsay spinoff. So we knew this is not a huge surprise. It's just a confirmation. And so the rumors were there, but this is why they announced it now, because filming must be starting basically like around right now or next week. And yeah, I just think that like Lindsay and Kyle and Amanda, like even if you think that like, oh, why is Kyle still partying or why is Lindsay there with a baby? Like, first of all, Lindsay's not there every weekend in this upcoming season. And second of all, this is their job. This party lifestyle is not their lifestyle outside of the filming in the summer. Like they don't live their life like this all the time. Kyle might do a little bit more of it because of his DJ career now, and he created an alcohol company. But I feel like they sort of leaned into the part. They had to lean into the party centric lifestyle for the sake of the show and for the sake of their jobs towards the end there. Whereas now they'll be sort of freed up from that premise and that sort of construct of the show. And this is just going to be about their life. I'm sure they will still have nights out and whatnot, but they won't be every single weekend like we expected to see on Summer House. And so I think this sort of like frees them up from the expectation of what Summer House, sort of the constraints of Summer House, sort of impart on its cast members, right? Like there's an expectation of your schedule, of your lifestyle. And so, yeah, it just feels like they didn't overstay their welcome by any means, even if some people would argue that. But I think if they had stayed maybe an extra season, that would have maybe been overstaying their welcome. And I guess what's unclear from this announcement is like, does it definitely mean that Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay and whoever else won't be on Summer House going forward? I would presume they won't be cast members going forward. I don't foresee them doing both shows. So like for me, the implication is that this is maybe an exit announcement of Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay from Summer House. That's not confirmed by any means. That is total speculation, because it doesn't totally make sense to me if they were to be on that full time as well. I could be wrong. And I'm sure they will still like make cameos and such, because that's just, let's say Summer House gets a lot of new cast members, like the idea of still seeing Kyle, Amanda, Lindsay, Carl, whoever else pop in for a weekend, that's still appealing. But I feel like they need to sort of recenter that show around different people to allow Kyle, Amanda, and Lindsay to fully move on in a bigger way. But yeah, it's just hard to get Bravo viewers invested in new people, and they eventually got invested in Summer House. And so to have this off ramp, to have this place for them to land after outgrowing that lifestyle is really important. And it's a big relief, I think, both for them, for me, for viewers. I think it's a really welcome announcement.
USAA knows dynamic duos can save the day, like superheroes and sidekicks, or auto and home insurance. With USAA, you can bundle your auto and home and save up to 10%. Tap the banner to learn more and get a quote at usaa.com/bundle. Restrictions apply.
So then you turn your attention to Summer House, again, where I think they need to recenter. You would presume that West, Jesse, and Sierra probably are still on that show. Sierra, at least for another season, I'm guessing, because she's not expected to be part of it in the city. I do think that she's probably outgrowing that show now, arguably, but I could see her sticking it out for one more season and then maybe making the jump because she's not at that life stage of like getting engaged, getting married, having kids necessarily. But she does do a lot of other work outside of being on Summer House. But I do think that this news leaves Summer House itself in a more precarious position without its OGs potentially as full-time cast members. Obviously, again, it needed to happen. I think the timing is right. But, you know, okay, you have to follow that up with great casting and really finding great new people that we're going to love, that we're going to become invested in. And it also puts a lot of pressure and work on Jesse, West, and Sierra's shoulders because they're the existing Summer House cast members that we'll have invested in. And they got to bring it, you know, and that's a lot of pressure, I would say. And so I think all of that in mind, this is a big risk for Summer House and for Bravo, you know, because again, I think it's become sort of like the crown jewel of the non-housewife shows on Bravo, the non-Below Deck shows. And again, there's always opportunity for the people to sort of hop between the shows and make cameos and such, which is an exciting prospect. But you have to also sort of keep them tethered to their anchor show, which now for Lindsay, Kyle, and Amanda, that is in the city. For Wes, Jesse, and Sierra, that would likely remain being Summer House. So it will be interesting to see sort of how much crossover we get, who they can bring in to make us excited about Summer House and keep us excited about that. So hopefully that this announcement doesn't sort of tank the original show, right? And so if you really think about it, let's picture season 10 of Summer House, right? Lindsay's making appearances here and there, filming the city. I think she goes to the house probably a couple times. Kyle and Amanda are sending it as per usual. And I'm guessing, I mean, I don't know exactly where casting went. I think I know some people that might be involved. But you'd imagine that maybe some of them come to a party towards the end of the summer. I know that there were, how can I say this? When I was at Lindsay's housewarming, which was filmed, I guess I can just say that there are people there that were mic'd that I didn't recognize from Summer House. So I don't know if that's new people on Summer House, potentially people who could be on in the city. But you'd venture to guess that maybe they can sprinkle in some Easter eggs or something in season 10 of Summer House. And then hopefully the season ends with, in my mind, a backdoor pilot into the city. Again, this is based on nothing. This is just based on what I would do if I were them. You have the Summer House season finale, just like in the teaser, you have the 9 squares of security camera footage within the house. They shut off one by one, but then maybe one doesn't shut off. And we see Lindsay drive back into the city, meet up with some friends who are on this cast of the new show. Maybe her, Kyle, and Amanda drive back together. I don't know. But then you have the premiere of In the City. If I were in charge, if I was a power that be, that's how I would do it. And then you think about Paige, obviously, and I'm sure that honestly with her, it's an open door should she ever want to return to reality TV. I hope she does. But she has said many times in recent months that, like, I need a break from reality TV. I'm doing other things. I need to, like, not live my life on camera right now. So I could see her pursuing other opportunities, continuing to build Giggly Squad and her brand Daphne. And then maybe in a season or two, she joins In the City with Sierra. I don't know. That's just complete speculation and hope on my part. But you would have to think that Bravo and Truly Original want her on the show eventually. Like that's, or they would love to have her. They probably don't expect her to be there right now, but maybe in the future, you know, if this first season is successful enough. And then the other person I was thinking about when I was thinking about, okay, like who could be on the show, right? I thought about Luke, who used to be on Summer House. And I think as far as I'm aware, he's single. I haven't connected with him in a while. I really like Luke. And I think when he left Summer House, it was the right time for him to leave. But in the years since, he dated Tayshia Adams from The Bachelorette. And they had a very private relationship. I don't think they ever even officially confirmed it. They never posted one another on social media. It was a very hush-hush relationship. But as far as the reports went, they were spotted out a lot together. They seemed to date for a couple of years there. And so you'd think like, man, if they were together now and they could have been cast on the show, that could have been a really good kind of point of intrigue too. You know what I mean? You have Luke coming back from Summer House, similarly to Andrea. We don't really know Andrea's wife, but we would have known Luke's girlfriend at the, you know, like if Tayshia had been on that show, that's kind of a nice little stunt casting moment. And we talked about this in the discussion about Robin and Kay Michelle's quote unquote feud, which is like Bravo being more lenient to kind of casting people from other networks. Like they're doing Ashley on Real Housewives of Rhode Island. They're doing Kay Michelle on Atlanta, Angel Love on Married to Medicine. And so I think the door would have been open for Tayshia, and that could have been such a fun addition as well.
From athletic stuff like a full court pickup game, swish, to athletic-ish stuff like a half mile stroll. Get those steps in. Head to Sierra or Sierra.com for the brands you want at the prices that let you do it all. From athletic to athletic-ish, Sierra's got it.
Chronic migraine is 15 or more headache days a month, each lasting 4 hours or more.
Botox, onabotulinum toxin A, prevents headaches in adults with chronic migraine before they start. It's not for those with 14 or fewer headache days a month. It prevents, on average, 8 to 9 headache days a month versus 6 to 7 for placebo.
Prescription Botox is injected by your doctor. Effects of Botox may spread hours to weeks after injection, causing serious symptoms. Alert your doctor right away as difficulty swallowing, speaking, breathing, eye problems, or muscle weakness can be signs of a life-threatening condition. Patients with these conditions before injection are at highest risk. Side effects may include allergic reactions, neck and injection site pain, fatigue, and headache. Allergic reactions can include rash, welts, asthma symptoms, and dizziness. Don't receive Botox if there's a skin infection. Tell your doctor your medical history, muscle or nerve conditions, including ALS, Lou Gehrig's disease, myasthenia gravis or Lambert-Eaton syndrome, and medications, including botulinum toxins, as these may increase the risk of serious side effects.
Why wait? Ask your doctor, visit BotoxChronicMigraine.com or call 1-800-44-BOTOX to learn more.
We heard you. 9 years of Bring Back the Snack Wrap, and you've won. But maybe you should have asked for more. Say hello to the Hot Honey Snack Wrap. Now you've really won. Go to McDonald's and get it while you can.
And then the other thing I think about is like, I'm curious about the distinction between this and Roni, which obviously the reboot of Roni still skews younger. I mean, Lindsay is good friends with Aaron Leashy at this point. Their kids hang out. They're around the same age, I believe. So like the distinction there is also interesting, right? Because I think In the City will feel like a quote unquote younger show than Housewives, even though they're all around the same age. So yeah, I'm curious about that distinction. Obviously, this will be a co-ed cast versus just women on Real Housewives of New York. But that's also something that popped to mind when I heard this news today and was sort of thinking about wanting a spinoff for Summer House in the past few months. And yeah, I just think overall, the way that Bravo is launching these spinoffs has been really smart in recent years. We obviously got The Valley. We got Next Gen NYC. We're getting In the City working title now. And, you know, again, because it's so hard to get completely new shows to stick, and Summer House eventually did stick, it just points to it being difficult to launch a new show. So instead of launching completely new shows, why not capitalize on existing investment that we have as viewers in the existing talent that's on the network that might be outgrowing a show, or they might not be a full cast member on a show like the kids of the Housewives that are on Next Gen NYC. But we know them, we're slightly invested in them. So all of these shows just feel like they point to a really smart and promising strategy from Bravo right now as they sort of enter maybe this like quasi new era of like some of these shows needing refreshes or the cast outgrowing the premises and following the lives of more tangential stars like the kids of Housewives. That's an exciting prospect to me. And The Valley worked, Next Gen NYC worked. And so I don't see why In the City would not work. And then also, I guess this is slightly different, but you think about Southern Hospitality, too. That is a show that has caught on. It's been 4 seasons. It's the 4th season's coming up. and it has caught on. Season 3 worked for that show, and it's technically a spinoff of Southern Charm because it's based on the staff at Leva's club, Republic. And I do think that obviously the investment in Leva as a personality is a very different level than the investment in somebody like Kyle, Amanda, or Lindsay, or also, you know, Jax, Brittany, and Kristen. But it's still connected to a show that people love in a really tangible way. It's still like in this really small town of Charleston. So it felt really, really, really adjacent, if not overlapping, with Southern Charm. So I think Southern Hospitality is like a lesser example of that, but also, but still a recent spinoff that has really worked and kind of pointed in the direction of where Bravo might be headed. You know, the question obviously to me is like, okay, we have that for Vanderpump Rules. We have that for Real Housewives Children. We have that for Summer House. What does that look like for Housewives? Like, to me, it should be Ultimate Girls Trip. I don't know why we can't bring that back. Skip the Morocco season. Never going to air. Ultimate Girls Trip, to me, was the perfect landing spot for Legacy Real Housewives, for Vet Real Housewives, to check in with them, follow them on a week-long trip, see them interact with other women from other shows. But we would get updates on their lives, and it would scratch the itch of seeing them back on TV. I would love if they did that again. Or a legacy franchise where you could have Legacy Roni, Legacy Beverly Hills, Legacy Atlanta. And maybe that looks like, you know, the Roni Legacy Girls Trip that we got. And it's just a week long trip and it's a couple episodes. And again, that scratches the itch. It's less expensive for the network. It's easier to produce, probably. Or it's a shortened version of a Housewives season where you follow their lives in the city for a little bit less time because there's probably less cast members to choose from. I don't know, but they're developing these spinoffs for several of the shows, but for Housewives, which is like the flagship, you know, crown jewel of all of Bravo, like, what does that look like? You know, I guess we got Wife Swap. We got the trailer for Wife Swap, which looks cute, but it involves other random non-reality star people. So it's kind of a different thing. And it's very, there's a very distinct premise of that show. It's not as much of a low-key premise. So I don't know. That's the other thing that really popped into my head. I'm like, damn, like, they're doing such a good job with these spinoffs. It's so smart. It's really what we want. And we're not having to say goodbye to people that are outgrowing their shows. But what about our housewives that outgrow the shows or that we haven't seen in a while? You know, what does that look like for them? That's what I'm thinking about as I sign off here. Those are my quick thoughts on the announcement that we're getting a Summer House spinoff in the city. Something to celebrate. Exciting. I feel like there are a lot of exciting new shows on the horizon for Bravo, like whether new seasons of shows that we already love or, you know, new shows that are coming. Don't forget, we have the Valley Persian version. We have In the City. We have potentially maybe a Next Gen LA that's rumored as well. We have Real Housewives of Rhode Island. We have a Ladies of London reboot that I mentioned. We have a lot of exciting things coming, and it feels like we're sort of at a dawn of a new era as Bravo fans. And I'm excited about it. So thanks so much for listening to this quick episode of Gabbing with Gib. Please make sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show wherever you get your podcasts. And we'll see you on Friday with a breakdown of the Real House of the Salt Lake City premiere. Thank you for listening to the show. Subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on any podcast platform to listen to new episodes. And subscribe to Gabbing with Gib on YouTube to watch full-length versions of our interviews. We'd also love your support with a 5-star review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. You can follow me at Gib Sonoma on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and keep up with all things Gabbing with Gib at Gabbing with Gib on Instagram and TikTok. Gabbing with Gib is an independent podcast hosted by me, Gibson Johns. It's produced by myself and Riley Dabbs. Graphics are by Rachel Roth, and our cover art photography is by Troy Hallahan. If you want to reach out about guest booking, sponsorship, or advertising opportunities, email us at gabbingwithgib@gmail.com. Thank you again for your support, and see you next time.